You know, I just think mentally, you know, we're a little further along, you know, maturity of this team, guys understanding this offense, you know, speaking of the offense, you know, everybody knows where you're supposed to be. We can make adjustments on the field before we have to come off on the sideline because everybody knows this offense well. And, you know, just playing with a lot of confidence right now.
The advantage of having the bye week, I know, does things in terms of health and maybe getting a couple people back, but you get a little antsy watching that, you know, now Seattle got that win last week and they kind of generate more momentum. Is that something that works both ways for you guys?
You know, it was tough sitting there watching, trying to watch three games and not knowing who you were going to play, but we knew whoever would be playing, you know, they'd have some momentum at the time, you know, whoever got in that situation, they had to have been playing good football, you know. So it's not anything we concern ourselves with too much, but Seattle's a good football team that's playing really well, you know, in all three phases of the game.
People talking to Tony right now, and you know, he gets these questions about, you know, is this the last time for him? Do you ever let that run into your mind as to you want to get this while you can?
Yeah, these opportunities, you know, they don't happen every year, the playoffs, you know. Some teams, you know, seems like they're in it every year, but if you just look over guys' careers, you know, it's hard to get in the playoffs. So, you know, even if I do play another year, you know, I don't, you know, it's not a certainty that I'll be back in this situation. And so it's like that for everybody in this locker room. We're going to take advantage of where we're at and try to make the most of it.
People talk about, you know, being more mature because of what you've been through. Contrast that with Russell Wilson managing to pull off a playoff win on the road in his first try. What kind of, you know, what does that show you about him and that team?
You know, they're playing really well right now, executing at a high level. He's got a great running game up there with Lynch and great scheme. Tom Cable was here at one time, you know, with his own scheme coming from the Alex Gibbs deal. And they're just playing really well right now. His defense is helping him out, you know, and they're playing with a lot of confidence right now. The good thing is we have them at home. We're not having to go up there and deal with that crowd noise. So we know our fans will be excited this week.
Can you talk about what a important role the crowd will play this Sunday?
It'll be huge, man. There's nothing like it. You know, playoff football has a different feel to it. And, you know, I'm looking forward to it. I'm just glad that, you know, we're not having to go somewhere else and listen to it because I know our fans are going to be rowdy and it's going to make it tough for that offense to operate.
Give them, like, a message or a game plan. I mean, you need them standing, need them, you know, on when the offense.
I'd say, yeah, the biggest thing, man, get there early and be ready to roll. Be loud. Not just third down, but every down if you can. You know, I know that's tough to do for four quarters, but it makes it tough for that offense to operate. So be loud the entire game.